Okay, sorry.
All right, so lend me your ears. If you need to stand, I will try to recognize when you're, you know, you're seated too long, and then we'll have everybody stand. But I want to have some adequate time to deliver this message, and I believe that you're going to be edified by it. Now, let me give you some context. Let me give you how the week went as I was preparing it. So last weekend, I remember saying something to the effect that I wanted to deliver and or bring a message that kind of talks about the year in review. Uh-huh. And what I wanted to, because there's a lot of prophetic words that are spoken at the beginning of each year. And oftentimes after we've spoken them, what do? We've forgotten about them. And sometimes what we need to do is we need to stop, kind of look back and say, okay, which word was accurate? Which one wasn't? Which one is waiting? And so forth. And so that was my intent. And also, what is it that we're looking forward to?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing. It's because the last 2 years have not been pleasant. They haven't been fun, right? The last thing you want is what? More bad news.
That's right.
But brace yourself.
Yeah.
Okay? But there's good news. Yeah, and that's what I really want to focus on. That's what's exciting. Amen. It's not about, we're going to have an earthquake in Seattle. I'm just saying, for example, nobody's going to look forward to that. It's like, oh, what are you doing? Let's pray against it, that kind of thing. So as I was preparing it, and I was kind of overlaying information and things like that, it was interesting to go through. And as the week progressed, I'm getting these thoughts. I'm thinking, okay, this is just hamburger. You want to serve a steak. You don't want to serve hamburger helper, right? And that's what it was feeling like. And I said, but here's the thing. I like to think of myself as a disciplined presenter. And if it doesn't fit, stand down. Let the Lord take the service and which way he wants it to go. And I was feeling comfortable with that. And I was thinking, that's probably what's going to happen. And I'm okay with that, Lord. So I get this email, and it's about Glory of Zion. Robert Heidler is delivering a message.
Yep.
And it is about moving toward the new year, but it was also doing it the last 2 years in review. And then looking forward to the next year. I went, oh, we have this mind meld with Glory of Zion.
We actually do.
I'm going, well, Lord, I'm getting up early and I'm going to watch this. So a lot of the things he's saying, now he takes a different angle. But a lot of things that he's saying, I'm saying today.
Yep.
So you're going to see a lot of blend. So I encourage you to do this. Get on the Glory of Zion website, look at Robert Heidler's message today. It's not very long, but you're going to see the same blend, the same themes and things like that. And of course, there's hope because we're entering into a glorious era.
That's right.
Yeah. And you know what, folks? You're in it.
That's it.
But I'm going to talk about that. All right, it's just one thing. It's one thing just to say it, but okay, well, show me the goods. Show me the money. What do you mean? I'm in it. I'm not feeling it. We're going to talk about that. All right, so look at the message, Glory of Zion. It's going to dovetail, I think, very nicely, and then also with what Virginia brought. It's going to dovetail very nicely into this message. Now, having said that, I've got about 3 sources of information here that I'm working with. So bear with me. I'll try to go at it patiently because there might be some parts I even skip over, and that's fine. It's not that big of a deal. I trust that you'll get the spirit as intended.
Yeah.
So I'm not here to say, hey, the world's ending.
Yeah.
Get under your table. Cry out for mercy. No, 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 no. We're going to have visitations.
Yeah.
We're going to have, there's going to be, this is a glorious era.
That's right.
It's unfortunate that we've got all of this happening on our periphery around the world and things like that. but it's going to get people's attention.
That's right.
And what's going to come through is a glorious remnant.
That's right.
Relationship with intensity.
Yeah.
And I will say this. It's not going to matter what I do. It's going to matter what my relationship is with him.
That's right.
I will take the relationship with intensity any day of the week rather than a role in ministry. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
I want the relationship. I want the sense of him. I want to experience him. That's the part of this message. It's not about, I want to win. You can do ministry and you can be dead.
That's
dead. Dead. Have you been there before?
Yes. Yep.
And maybe you're not doing much, but you are alive. You're dripping with oil. You have anointing. Wow. Okay. So let's talk about the year in review. So we're in September. The new Hebrew year is coming up, 5782. And it's just good to kind of take stock and say, okay, this is what we said early in the year. And so did what we say prophetically come to pass? Were we on the mark? Maybe it was a not necessarily a prophetic word spoken, but you have this sense inside you, the inner witness that says this is what is going to happen. Right? And I suppose that is prophetic too. But maybe it wasn't declared as such as a prophetic word. Does that make sense?
Yep.
All right. The purpose of the message here, we're watching. Firestorm is watching, like many others. We've had a good year in the spirit. Have we not?
Yes.
We've had a good 2 years in the spirit. Have we not?
Yep.
We have been getting prepared prior to 2020. To what was happening there, even. The Holy Spirit is preparing us. He's still doing it. It's not too late. You're going to hear me say it again. Don't worry. It's not too late. We're in it, but it's not too late. Don't worry. We've got a long period of time ahead of us, okay, where the Lord is gathering his harvest. It's not in a week.
That's right.
It's not in a week to train up to and equip a bride. It's not hard to see what's happening. You don't have to be prophetic for that. Remember, a long time ago, we talked about Matthew 16. We talked about the red sky. Remember, Jesus brought that up in Matthew 16. He says, you know, because the Jews and the Pharisees come up to him and say, well, show us a sign. Show us a sign that you're the Messiah. And Jesus would say, well, what do you see around you? And you look at the sky and you're able to determine the weather, right? But you can't determine what's in front of you. What's going on? And it's the same thing with us. I know that we want to listen to the prophets. It's good to. I'm not discounting anything of that. But we also see the red skies. And we know if we're seeing a storm or if we're seeing clear. We've listened intensely, haven't we? And we prayed into things, haven't we?
Yep.
And we're hearing what the Holy Spirit is saying.
Amen.
And he's hearing us. He's hearing you. And he's taking all things into account. So don't despair. If our government is slipping, God knows. He's taking it all into account, and he's heard your prayers. But you know, he's the master strategist.
Yep.
Yes.
He's the master tactician. Mm-hmm. We have to take that step back and say, Lord, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
We also remember 1 Corinthians 13:9. We know in part, we prophesy in part. I have not been given a whole picture. Firestorm has not been given a whole picture. Our piece, we try to connect with others. It's rare, in fact, probably not happening. This is Davis talking. That the Lord is giving a single prophet the whole picture.
Okay, sure.
Even the big ones, the great ones. Partial. Part. And I did like the fact that in the past 2 years, they have teamed up, caring,
yes,
feeding each other, supporting each other. Firestorm is doing the things that he's assigned us to do. And yes, you don't see us out there doing some of the things you want to do yet, but they'll occur, they'll happen. So, as I get into this message, feel free to weigh it. You're supposed to do that.
Right.
So when I start talking about prophetic words and things like that, you weigh them. Now, some of the things I also will say, it's going to be easy to say, well, duh, I could have told you that, right? But listen to what the Spirit is also saying. So when I say something to the effect of, you know, our political leaders are going to make some awful decisions. And have they not made some awful decisions?
Yes.
But, you know, when we said that earlier in the year, we didn't recognize that they would really go into the depths of awful.
Right?
We didn't know it was going to be that bad.
Right.
But yet we were told to help us embrace ourselves. And guess what? Folks, kind of a little teaser, they're going to continue to make awful choices and decisions. Because why? They live in darkness. You know, there are levels of darkness. There are levels of darkness. And sometimes when things don't work out, they plunge into further darkness.
Right, yeah.
And they're being led into that. And they'll take it because they think there's some hope in it, right? So it's just, I have marveled at the decisions that have been made, and as well as you. So anyway, as I say that, as I say some of these things, it's easy. I'm just going to reiterate. It's easy to say, come on. But the Lord's bracing us for this kind of depth. What's happening? So, all right, I need to move on. All right, so where are we? Well, in the spirit, we're growing. We're different. We have greater giftings.
Right.
You are growing in gifts. You have greater anointing.
That's right.
So overall, this year, 2021, has been a good year, hasn't it?
Uh-huh.
As to the world around us, things are going, and this was also said earlier in the year. And what I did here in the notes was I did italics as to a prophetic word that was spoken earlier in the year. And I'll try to remember that to say and then kind of explain it. So earlier in the year, this is something that Chuck Beer said, as to the world around us, I'm just going to embellish here or kind of reiterate what he was saying. Things may get rough through the year and through the end of 21. Has that been the case?
Yes.
We're not finished navigating through these rough seas. Now, you probably sense that without me having to say anything. Right. You look at the sky, but that's something that Chuck has said. So how choppy or how rough? Well, it's perhaps enough to make you seasick. It could get rougher, or at least to know it's not fun to be out there on the water. It could be even dangerous in some places. Earlier in the year, Chuck also said that the United States was in a place where it could tip either way. Now, these are some things that I really clued in on. Well, tip either way. So what does he mean by that? And others are saying it too, by the way. In the natural realm as well. Either we'll go back and align properly again. We're talking about the United States. Or slip into a form of totalitarianism, which we call progressivism. And move closer to an antichrist government and nation. Now, our mission of the United States, one of them, is to bring freedom to nations around the world.
That's right.
It was to export the gospel and be a light for other nations.
None.
And maybe the founders didn't all recognize that. That's all right. But they recognized freedom. They recognized choices. And they set up the government to be that. Many Christians and evangelicals today, well, I'm kind of, this is under that topic of things getting rough, but many Christians and evangelicals today are backslidden and they're biblically illiterate.
Yes.
I'm not trying to bash them. I'm just, that's what Barna has said.
Yes.
The think tanks that go out there and do surveys. They have embraced a worldview where they, it's the culture of the day. They prefer that rather than truth. Now, I'm not going to go through all of Barna. You can check it out. They're on the internet. Easy to find, Barna Reports, and you can read it. It's kind of discouraging.
Yes.
But it's true.
That's right. He's been accurate.
Many, yes,
long,
he's been
long
accurate.
Time.
Yes. Many evangelicals are practically pagans. According to Barna, Christianity has lost a lot of ground the past 30 years.
That's right. That's right.
You can read it for yourself. People are not connecting with church. They value church less and less. America itself, I do like this phrase, is now a major mission field. The evangelical church is going to be a mission field. Churches are closing across the United States. This is not shocking news. There are even websites offering services to close out successfully. People aren't going. But there are still vibrant remnant groups. Active.
Yes.
And we're looking to turn this nation.
Yes.
But we know, we don't kid ourselves, we're going to need an incredible anointing to break this, break off this pagan yoke.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
But we want it.
Amen.
Amen.
Ask and you shall receive.
Yeah, break it.
We know that there's a spiritual dimension in this country. And that is this groupthink toward socialism, progressivism, and other things. You can fill in the blanks. It's a strong groupthink. It's amazing to watch. You know, and you pick it up in the media, mainstream media, newspapers, things like that. Very strong. Okay, the following is from the Intercessors for America. Now, I can't read all of it. It's very good. But it talks about change. It's coming much more quickly and much more extensively than most people imagine. Now, it's easy to say, but man, is it tough to experience.
Yes.
We don't like it. And it kind of shocks our senses, but it's something that's going to happen. The bad will get worse.
Yep.
And the good will get better.
Hallelujah. Yep.
There's a lot in that. So, can things out there get worse for us? Yeah. Is it likely to? Brace, they're saying brace. Brace up. Be ready. But the good is going to get better.
That's it.
Visitations. The anointing.
That's right.
Relationship.
That's
yeah.
Right. Kingdom come.
That's right.
That's right.
There is a great sorting out underway. And according to this particular word, this comes from Intercessors for America, a differentiation that will occur September through October. And when I put it here in parentheses, the dividing sword is still working. The sword is still out there. It's still making that division. You guys doing okay?
Yes.
All right. Got more to go. So the Lord tells us not to be shaken by that. Hold on to him. He's holding on to us. Don't fret about the details. Abide in me and abide in my word. Obey me when I tell you what to do.
That's right.
It will be very rough for those against me.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Watch out.
Wow.
I will deal with them myself. Leave them to me. I'm sorry. I will deal with them myself. Leave them to me.
Yeah.
So Lord, we do.
Yes, amen.
Yeah.
They don't need our curses and mutterings and all that stuff. They're already under it, folks. Have mercy. I tried to find mercy with President Biden.
Yeah.
I tried. Now that I'm continuing with this word here. However, there are many more who have built on sand.
Yeah.
These are the good people, or the saints to be. The shifting of the sand will fundamentally unsettle them. They will have some of the walls of their houses collapse. They are just lost, confused, deceived, and are ruled by fear. Have compassion on them.
That's right.
The Lord says, I do. But do not try to prop up their failing, falling walls and houses, because it won't work. Do not try to repair their foundations built on sand. It is futile. Rather, let the collapses happen and then discern my spirit on their receptiveness for my kingdom and give them the kingdom.
That's right.
Band-aids.
Kingdom.
So I wrote underneath that, I said, well, what's that look like? More collapses of what? Institutions, ministries, businesses. It's not going to be a good season for those who position themselves against God.
Oh, for sure.
In Matthew 10:24, it says, do not think that I have come to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a
sword.
And the sword, I remember the sword I experienced in March of 2020. It was an experience. Man, was it sharp, edgy, you know, dividing that was taking place across this country. Firestorm is on target with the words for 2021. We knew that America could not stay the way it was. We knew that.
Yeah.
Other people are saying that now. There had to be changes. We said that in 2019. And now we're here. In late 20 and early 21, we didn't believe that America could or would simply revert or snap back into normal. Now, you heard me say that before, if you go back in the messages. It's not going to snap back.
Nope.
We're not going to go back to where we were. I'm sorry. We crossed the line. Now, I wrote these things before I heard Robert Heidler.
Yes.
We crossed the line. Things will not be the same. There will be continuous tensions going on. All kinds of arenas, all kinds of dimensions, between civil liberties and the government's emergency measures and so forth. There's lines and borders in the spirit, so to speak, that have been mapped out. Deployments have been made. And now the battle for souls and nations has started. It started. We're in it.
Right.
And it's the start of the latter day battle. I don't know how it's going to end, folks. I'm looking at this year. I'm looking at a little bit into the next year. That's it. I don't have this 20 year and all that. Okay. Just stating that up front. In 21, this is something that I had in an inner belief. I knew or felt that COVID wasn't going to be finished yet. More to go. New variants, continuing tensions, frequent disruptions with things, rules, shortages, slowdowns, etc. Now, people are getting angry and fatiguing with that. They're sick of the lockdowns. We're sick of the flip-flop experts. And there's a turning on ourselves as a society, as it were. Vaxxed versus non-vaxxed. Are you a team player or not? If you're a team player, get it. Now, I did borrow this quote from American Thinker. Now, this is not a religious organization. This is more of a think tank. Unfortunately, this author predicted that new 2020 like shutdowns in America's future are imminent or going to happen. The launching of Operation Warp Speed 2.0 to create another multivariant vaccine will be developed. We'll see. We'll see if that happens. But I thought it was interesting that there are people out there that are predicting we got more to go.
Yeah.
And we're probably going to be having to deal with this into the next year. No one really knows, though, except for God. So we'll see. And so, Lord, we lift that situation up to you. Because you can wipe it out.
That's right.
Right.
And obviously, the economic impacts are not finished yet. We're still seeing that play out. Historically, let's remember that the 1918 pandemic lasted about 2 to 3 years.
Yep.
And it came in three major waves. The worst was the middle wave. In 21, we said that political tensions and turmoil will continue. And it wasn't going to settle with Joe Biden being president and him being able to pull the country together. I'm going to say something here, and you probably will agree. I'm not doing it to bash him, but Joe Biden does not have the anointing to run this country. He doesn't have it. Neither does number two. Sorry.
Especially number two.
Yeah. Our federal, state, and local governments will continue to push the edge, will continue to push the envelope here on progressive and dystopian agendas. And our region will be part of that cutting edge. I know. We're just saying, does it line up with what happened this year in 21? That's part of the thing about this message. We're trying to pass and manipulate through Congress. This is something extra. A how much package? $4.5 trillion. Which people, if they're honest, are saying, we don't got this the money. Right? It boggles the mind. Is what people are trying to do. In 21, we said this earlier in the year, civil unrest may not be constant, but it will continue. Portland, for example, local meetings and gatherings across the world, a lot of tension. Things are simmering. People are tense. We're tired of the lockdowns. We're tired of the economic pressures. We're tired of a lot of things, right? Riots have slowed, but lawlessness and crime has what?
Yeah.
Increased.
Yeah.
Murder has increased.
Yeah.
So the backfire on the defunding has already started.
Yeah.
And now even some of the liberals are saying, whoa, hold on. We didn't count on this. We thought everybody was inherently good.
Yeah. Hello.
And that's good that they're seeing it, that they're writing about it, that they're talking about it, but can they make this full reversal? That's the thing. Because now, guess what's happened? A spirit has taken hold.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, if you think that the worldly politicians don't carry weight in the spirit realm, you're wrong.
Yeah, they do.
They do. Interesting. Yeah, they do. If they're not playing three-dimensional chess or have the skills to govern, we suffer. Because those things that they say get released. And if we release angels, what are they releasing out there?
Demons.
Because they're working for a kingdom too. They just don't fully know it. They don't fully understand what they're saying. They don't fully understand what the dynamic is when they speak. So when they start saying things like police, bad, crime, good, be very simplistic here. That affects people. That affects the atmosphere. Things happen, things change. Isn't that powerful? Yeah. We should take we need to take lessons from that.
That's right.
True.
Speak truth.
The laws have been relaxed. Most large city prosecutors now have drastically lowered filing standards.
Yeah.
And there's, I mean, look at some of these YouTube things. They're walking in and just taking all kinds of stuff, walking out. Yeah. Don't stop them. They know this.
I witnessed it here in Federal Way. Armloads.
Armloads. Yeah.
Just walked out.
Yep. See it every day.
And it starts to escalate. And so if people are out there, you know, and they're wielding guns and they're feeling emboldened, they'll do things.
That's right.
Without the expectation of getting caught or that the government will come and chase me or get me.
Nobody will do anything.
Okay, it gets better.
Thank you.
All right, I know it. I know it. See? There's a gradual acceptance of totalitarian intolerance as well. Yeah. And to see the other side subjugated, imprisoned, or wiped out. Watch this. It's a spirit. Are you a vaxxer or not? Ooh. And if you're not, die.
That's right.
You think that's, you think I'm kidding? It's out there.
Yeah, they said it.
Are you a Trump voter or not? If you are, die.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you a Christian? If you are, die. Oh, we're not far from that, are we?
No, we have eternal life.
Will we see martyrdom?
Yes.
Yeah. We might. We might.
We see it in Afghanistan now.
Yeah.
I got prophesied that in 2 years after I was saved that I'd be raptured out of a jail cell and dying on the way.
Wow.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. It's not pleasant to think about. But we have to brace ourselves. We've got to be tough enough to accept the truth and accept what's happening out there, but we have a glorious hope.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
In early 21, we said that political leaders will behave erratically. Now, I talked about this a little bit earlier as an example. They'll make odd and awful decisions, and this goes for local, state, and national leaders.
Yes.
Remember, we talked about the new levels of darkness. They dwell in darkness. This is why they make the decisions the way they do. And there are some pressures, of course. And folks, we all know that there are levels of darkness, there are shades of darkness, and then there's which way is up.
Yes.
I don't see anything. Even those in the mainstream media are starting to see it, though. They're starting to write about it. They're still going to be held accountable. If you want to be a shepherd, you want to be a politician and a shepherd of people, you have a new level of accountability.
That's right.
Policies will get executed. They seem so illogical, and yet they'll get carried out. And some of it will be genuine incompetence. Some of it is going to be genuine evil.
Yes.
He said early in 21, political leaders will live in fear, especially of the people. Now, wait a minute. They're the government. They're controlling us. They want to try to put the lid on us, right? Who's got the power here? You know who's really got the power? We do.
That's right.
They know it. They're in fear of it. We've entered in an era of fear-based politics, and it's going to continue throughout 21, possibly into the next year. Many will be afraid of their own shadows, afraid of losing power, their jobs, afraid for their safety, too. Not just an act. Some are acting, though. Some are acting with dramatic flair. But there's a real fear there. Leaders will fear losing their ability to govern. Now, why is that? Well, prayers and the power release, there's an end. They're against a foe, Holy Spirit. I believe the Holy Spirit wants to work with a lot of our politicians.
That's
Don't
right.
get me wrong.
That's right.
He wants to work with them. There's not all of them are gone, okay? There are some that can be turned.
That's right.
They can be saved.
Yes. Prayer works.
But due to the prayers and the power that's released, a lot of them are going to feel chased. They won't understand why. I'm going to say this one thing too. I wrote this down, an important point. We know that the exposing of corruption is good, right? Agreed? But let me ask you a question. Does it necessarily translate to repentance for the nation? No. God is going to expose. That's good. But not everybody's going to turn. There's some people that don't care. They just want Team Blue. Go ahead, rip me off. Do whatever you need to. I just want Team Blue. Right? Judah was exposed. And they still went to battle. Right? Israel was exposed. And they lost the kingdom. So not every time there's exposure doesn't mean, okay, we're going to get it this time. Right? We have to have a heavy anointing to break this yoke of this country. And it's going to take that anointing.
That's right.
People have to be spiritually awakened. And we need a I spoke about that anointing. It's not going to be a blue side or a red side issue. It's going to be a kingdom of God realization.
Yeah.
We said in 21 that America may sustain military defeat or failure. We said that I spoke about this earlier in the year. I had a sense about something. Now, you determine the recent events in your mind. Defeat or not? Recent events will be interpreted for each person's perspective. But remember Ahab and Ramoth Gilead. They want to reach for something, and it's going to be denied. It's possible that the Pax Americana is coming to an end. Remember the Pax Romana? Rome keeping the peace throughout the world? That was called the Pax Romana because Rome was strong enough to keep everybody subjugated and at peace. I just find it, I think there's an accountability that's going to happen, if not in this life, the next, where you go into a nation and you give them that breath of freedom and you allow large section of this society to flourish. And you do it even with a token force because the enemy knows. And then you decide, oh, I don't want to buy that anymore. I don't want to pay for that anymore. You're a strange people. And pull the rug out and leave. Causing the deaths of many others. Righteous people. And you know, you can, I'm not here to debate all that. I'm just saying that there's an accountability that has to take place. Mm-hmm. It's not just about money. Because we're spending gobs of it in stupid causes. And we're allowing tons of people to come in through this country. Mm. Now, I'm not saying that's all bad. I'm not here to debate that. But I'm just saying, wait a minute. You decided to do something over here, which is drastic and in some ways terrible, but you allow all these other things to go on. It doesn't seem right. Where's the balance? And people see that. Does that make sense? Maybe I'm talking a little cryptic here.
No.
But you understand where I'm coming from.
Yes.
So what remains to be seen is how is the rest of the world going to view us? We don't know. We know that our military right now is going through internal strife and politicking. And in that, capable people get left behind. A weaker leadership in the military means a weaker military and a weaker country. I can give you examples. Watch Israel. Watch China in relation to Taiwan. Watch Russia. watch North Korea and watch Iran. Sorry, folks. But you're going to see some acting out. Uh-huh. Now, also, something to keep in mind. All right, am I going? You guys all right?
Yes.
All right, I got some ways to go.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
When you said that pastors would have a greater responsibility, can you elaborate on that?
Pastors have a greater accountability because they're watching the sheep. You have lives in your hand.
That's right.
So when you're governing, you have lives that are affected by each decision you make.
That's right.
Or lack of decisions that you make. So it's no light thing. In relation to the cyber crimes and invasions to attack infrastructure and things like that, keep this one thing in mind. It's very similar to getting bumped by sharks. And countries do that too. Sharks bump their prey before they attack. Yeah, you can read about it. It happens. They're testing. Street thugs do it too. They'll bump you. They'll get close to you. Invade your space. Testing you. Nations do it too. Some of the nations, the aggressor nations, sometimes call this provocations. You're provoking me. It'll be something to watch here in the near future. In 21, we felt that America, and I remember saying this, America will get hit in 21 where it will feel like it's getting punch drunk. What do I mean by that? I'm not talking about the punch in the bowl. I'm talking about how a boxer feels when they're in the ring and they're just getting pummeled. They call that being punch drunk. When your legs get wobbly, your hands go down, you can't defend yourself. Now, I also felt when I was sensing that there was something that was going to happen in the eastern United States. I don't know if it's already happened or if it's going to happen throughout this year, but they got hit on, didn't they?
Yeah.
A couple of times at least this year.
Horrible.
Wow. And it goes all, the hurricane goes all the way up in New York and smashes it, smashes things up. All right. Kills more people there than it does when it initially hit the landfall in New Orleans or Louisiana. What's with that? It's different. Things are different. So I felt this was something in the eastern U.S. I don't know if that hurricane was it. But the U.S. will seemingly be kept off balance due to everything that's going on. It was just a heads up. But I also remember that freeze last year, the Texas freeze for one?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Power grids going out.
Yeah.
Brace ourselves, folks. Storms, more to come. Now, speaking of that, let's talk about nature for a minute. Nature and the weather is not going to cooperate with us. Now we can ask the Lord for mercy.
That's right. That's right.
But nature is talking back to us.
It is.
Romans 8:22. Nature is groaning. Oh, I'll show you. So look out for further weather in 21, and we're likely to feel the effects of that. Weather, droughts, economic issues, shortages, the pandemic lingering on. I remember also watching Robert Heidler today, and he reminded me of the Australia fires.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That was what? Look at that. And they had the map with all the fires on it, right? What about our Western fires the past 2 or 3 years?
Yeah.
Incredible. What's going on here?
Yeah.
Well, if you watch Perry Stone, drought equals sin in the land. Floods equals corruption. In the West, Western United States, we have sin in the land. That's what, and then we're still drying up, by the way.
Yeah.
And the experts are saying, hey, it's going to get worse. We should start praying for rain.
Yes, we have it.
Good. The United States will try to heal itself. We spoke this earlier in 21. But the way it will go about it will not work. And it may cause the ruin of particular leaders. We remember Ahab and Jezebel. They tried to reach, and it was an overreach. Ring of Gilead, that story. And I put this here, put a couple of markers here. And I really mean this. Robert Heidler brought this up this morning as well. The United States cannot continue to carry on the pretense of religious observance and then savage young people.
That's right.
Right.
Rip them out of the womb. Suck them out of the womb. Cut them up. Dice them up. Send their body parts to other places. It's crazy.
It's repugnant.
And people buy in. Oh, that's part of women's health care.
Yeah.
What? Okay, I'm going off a little bit on that. What are you thinking?
Well, not.
You know what Robert Heidler said today? That abortion is the
number
one cause of death in this country?
Yeah.
What?
Right.
But you look at the data and the stats, and we're looking at what? How many per year? You cannot keep grossly violating God's law with zero consequence. Just carry on.
That's right.
Let's continue to become rich.
Oh, Jesus, save us.
I feel personally, it's like, wait a minute. You know, I haven't felt this way until our current president, but you have no right invoking God's name.
Amen.
In whatever prayer you do. Because it doesn't work. There's no guarantee of victory. No. People would do that in Old Testament times before the kingdom of Judah was subjugated and carried away. People would offer things to the temple and they would say an incantation as if God was hearing it. And he speaks about that. He said, I'm not hearing that. You're saying one thing, but I'm not hearing it. I'm not listening to you. So in short, we're living in days where our trust in institutions and the United States is being shaken. Now think about that. We may not be the strongest country in a matter of months from now, or a year or two away from now. That seems crazy, doesn't it? But it's true. Hebrews 12, 25 through 29. Make very sure that you never refuse to listen to God when he speaks. For the God who spoke on earth from Sinai is the same God who now speaks from heaven.
Yes.
Those who heard him speak his living word on earth. They found nowhere to hide. So what chance is there for us to escape if we turn our backs on God and refuse to hear his warnings as he speaks from heaven? The earth was rocked at the sound of his voice from the mountain, but now he has promised. Once and for all, I will not only shake the systems of the world, but also the unseen powers in the heavenly realm. Mm-hmm. It's as if the Lord is saying, do I have your attention yet? Yes, he does us, right? Okay, I'm going to turn the message now.
Thank you.
I believe. I know it.
No, we need to hear the truth.
Yes.
We need to hear the truth.
Yes.
Now.
Robert Heidler talks about this too.
Yeah.
And he has beautiful slides to go with it. I believe we're on track in doing what we've sensed and known what we're supposed to be doing. We know what we're supposed to do. So let's talk about what the Holy Spirit has been doing. What he did do, and now what he's going to do.
Yes.
As we'll hear more as the new year approaches.
Yeah, we will.
Right? For 2021, we heard this. We're in a divine reset and a refire. Refiring is about getting lit up again. However, another definition of refire is to apply heat again to a vessel or pottery. So maybe you've been refired because I want to make you more beautiful, a glaze, tougher. 2020 and 2021, folks, has been years of visitation. I haven't got it yet. I'm going to talk about that. You will. In 2021, we said this earlier, we're preparing to prepare for the harvest. And that has been thematic for us for the past 2 years. We keep preparing for it. Keep renewing your minds, Romans 12:2. Keep learning and studying to show yourselves approved, 2 Timothy 2:15. Well, I'm not up in the pulpit yet. Yet.
That's right.
There's plenty of pulpit.
But get that relationship on fire. Get it going. Have it. Leak anointing. Leak oil. We said early in 21 that we believe we're in a new decade and a new era. Well, that's not hard. You've heard that before, right? And if you're a Glory of Zion follower, you've heard that many times. And many prophets and the people of God have mentioned this. And also remember, though, that when we say that, there's no turning back. We're not going back to an old way. This is new.
Yeah.
So we're not reverting back to the old America, the old structure and society and so forth. But neither in the kingdom of God. We're not going back to those old days. These are new days. Chrissy Drake really triggered me last week. And she said something to the effect of, you know, we're already in the glory of his presence. Something to that effect. And it hit me. It's like, boy, she's right.
Yes.
It seems like every week.
Yes.
We get Lord visiting us.
And throughout the week.
And there's intercession going on. And throughout the week.
Yeah.
And I've stepped in so many atmospheres, and it's like, Lord, I'm not asking to get prophetically spoken over, but here it is. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But if you look at my life on the day-to-day, I want to go deeper. I want to study to show myself approved. I want to be ready. Lord, again, if you have to mount me and ride me to a particular destination, and to do particular things or to engage a particular battle, I want to be ready for that. So I accept the bridle. I accept the bit. I accept the saddle. I accept the pressure, the weight on my back. Lord, let me go to work for you. So his manifest presence is already here. How are you guys doing?
Good.
You need to stand up for a moment? Okay. Go ahead if you need to. Go ahead and stand up. Take a break. I'm going to continue speaking, though. But we do need to get done before the end of the day.
You're doing good.
Many here have been increased as to their gifts, callings, and experience.
Yeah.
I've seen it. We've been calling you out, praying into you, laying hands on you. Watching the gifts flourish. So, folks, it's a great time, and the new era has arrived. It's here. Others are saying it too. But like I said, that doesn't mean, hey, next week, we're going to wrap it all up. No. We've got years to go, but they're going to be glorious years. And there's time. There's time to get in it. And I'm also speaking to Zoom Nation and also the people who are hearing my voice. There's time for you. Keep seeking and keep asking.
Yes, Jesus, yes.
But having said that it's arrived and others are saying it too, what's it supposed to look like? And I have to say, I don't know. I don't know what it's all going to look like. But I do know that there's a relationship that is incredible.
Yeah.
we're going to point to dimensions in the spirit. We're going to say, we need to go there.
Amen.
We need to demonstrate relationship. We need to show how to get into it.
Uh-huh.
And when you do, wow. Mm-hmm. So it's going to seem like, wow, this is a cascader. Maybe we're in the start of things. Maybe we're some of the forerunners. You ever think about that?
Yeah.
Maybe we're part of that group, forerunning.
Yeah.
We've been tipped off now that a massive shift has happened. I speak that we spoke about this prophetically earlier in the year. Massive shift has occurred. Angels have taken positions.
Yes.
Demonstrations are occurring. Breakouts are occurring across the country.
Yes.
I am encouraged for California.
Yes.
Good.
California, who knew? Can any good thing come out of California?
Yes. Oh,
yes, amen.
Oh, yes. California is getting redeemed.
That's right.
How long will this all take? We don't know. We don't know. I'm enjoying the ride. This has been a great ride. Glorious. We continue to train. We continue to hear the call. We continue to walk in his ways. And there's going to be rewards. Not just in the next life either. In this life.
Yes, amen.
Earlier in 21, we said that we believe that in these times of pressure, this new era will be an invitation and preparation for his people. The call is out. Come close to me. Be intimate with me. Unprecedented power and Holy Spirit movements. Unusual signs and miracles. Great demonstrations.
Yes.
The restoration of the fear of the Lord. We'll be in awe and reverence in what we'll see. An accelerated time, of Holy Spirit preparations, encounters, and movements. That's now. Do you want to be accelerated?
Yes. Yeah.
And it will defy the norms. Do you want that?
Yes.
Yes, amen.
I do. So there's still time, but there's compression of time going on. It's being compressed. So a lot of things are having to be done in a shorter period by necessity. The world is changing hard and fast, but guess what? We are too,
yes,
aren't we?
Yeah.
And we will continue to. What took years in the past may be just months or weeks. A large harvest that we're going to be participating with, bringing in, and it's estimated at 1 billion, could be more.
Goody.
And included is what? A harvest of young people.
Yes.
Young people.
Yes.
We said this for a number of years now. Incredible moves of God with the young people. That's where we're going to be stretched.
Yes.
It will spread too. Churchy or church bred and church denomination people will be captured by the Holy Spirit too. And there's going to be a reformation inside the church.
Yes. Thank
you. Fantastic moves of God. We talked about this earlier in the year. Fantastic moves of God will start in other nations. And we'll get reports which will make us jealous, as it were. And some may choose to travel to go there to get in, experience it. There's going to be plans and blueprints and strategies given by the Holy Spirit on how to build things properly and get people taught, nurtured, and empowered.
That's
it
right.
May not be like the old ways. So we're coming back to the concept of reset. We're in a reset for Firestorm. I am in a reset.
Yes.
I am different. So that pressure that we talked about has helped us with our focus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to push a bit. But again, the focus is on relationship.
Yes.
We
yes.
make room
Amen.
For him.
Amen.
And that focus on him will be the trademark or marker on us. So we're deliberate and intentional with our lives. We guard against distractions, which steal from our intimacy with the Lord. Now, this year, this happened last year. Well, it's happened in 19, 20, 21. The pace of spiritual experiences and encounters has really picked up. Would you agree?
Yes. Yes.
And this will continue. Lord has to get us in a place of his choosing and fit. So exciting times, but again, our desire is to stay in a relationship, stay sensitive to him, and live a lifestyle accordingly. So he's already demonstrated this dynamic on us. And I can remember, and you've heard me say this, I remember there have been a number of times we've gone to prayer with an intent to bring up a particular thing, an emphasis, something, an intercession, but we keep getting shifted to the focus on him. And it's been wonderful. He wants to develop the relationship with him. He knows, or we know he wants to demonstrate, but we also know he wants that relationship.
Yes.
And that is going to be part of our identity getting established. And that is also going to be the assignments, part of the assignments and the missions that are going to be distributed to us as well. We believe that what God is releasing now will be for a long time, not just a short season. Because again, it's an era.
Yes.
There's time.
Yes.
But you don't want to go out on a 3-year bender and just waste that time. Waste yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes.
If you're in a sin cycle, let's get that taken care of. Because what you don't want to do is we have all this going on in the spirit, and you've spent the next 2 or 3 years battling something and keeping yourself out of the game because of sin, because of some habit, because of something that you should have gotten rid of. So we've said this before, we've entered into an era of real bridal preparation. New things, new movements by the Holy Spirit. Some things will not look familiar, but it will be of God. It's going to look different. Some things are going to look crazy. And we'll have to guard what we say, not be so quick to judge or condemn it. And we'll need to get good in the Word of God to help guide us. The emphasis on God's word will never go away. Now, I know that we do a lot of spiritual activity here, but we do not say, you know, that we don't trump spiritual activity with the word of God. We don't do that. The word of God guides us. It supports what's happening, or it doesn't. We have a responsibility to recognize Holy Spirit. Even though things will be unexpected or seemingly strange, God is going to have to give us eyes to see and ears to hear. And we want to be practiced at being really sensitive to his moving. And when we are, in one sense, it's not so crazy. That's the way he moves. And it's important to stay in humility. We don't know everything. And you know what? We don't want to risk offending him. Young people, kids, are going to participate in miraculous signs and wonders.
Yes, amen.
It's going to be amazing to watch. It's going to offend religious sensitivities. But it's going to draw on so many young people. Your biggest adversary is going to be the distractions in your life.
That's right.
It's going to try to keep you foggy, confused, chasing things other than the intimacy with Christ. So you're going to have to live, we're going to have to live in a place of intentionality, being
yes.
deliberate,
yes.
with purpose.
That's good.
And you can't do that with competing distractions or interests. I'm not saying sell your boat and give me the money. I'm not saying it. But you're going to have some choices to make. Who's got a boat? Not speaking to that. Growth and comfort do not coexist well together. Remember that. You want to grow, you're going to get uncomfortable at times. You're going to have to go to school. You're going to have to train your body. You're going to have to put some things in your mind. You're going to have to read. You're going to have to do something that requires effort. And we have to embrace that. Sacrificing does not always feel wonderful. It's effort as well. I have to pick it up and walk it over to the altar. But you'll make the place for it if it's important to you.
Yeah.
You guys holding up?
Yes.
All right. So, in this season, current, where we are, September 2021, our theme has been relationship. Our desire is presence, His presence. We want to go as far as He'll take us. We practice His presence. We cultivate intimacy. And that is a real sign to others what we're about. Mm-hmm. We ask things like, hey, speaking to myself here, what attracts Holy Spirit? How do we please Him? How do we really please Him? What do we need to do to attract Him? Why am I saying that? It's like a lover. I'm trying to win a beloved. So my conduct matters. My thoughts matter. Oh, God, He covers heaven and earth. And He doesn't care about little old me. Oh, yes, He does. And He cares how I think, how I walk, and how I talk. The inventor of romance wants to have a romance with us.
Yes.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
He wants us. He wants to be in a romance with us. So we're happy to meet with Him corporately, and He's happy to meet us. But our goal is to walk with Him 24/7.
Yes.
We never leave His presence. Mm-hmm. We know this intellectually, but we want to experience it. So we have come a long way. We're coming into more sensitivity. We have amazing things occurring, but there's more to happen. And our books are still being written.
That's right.
Many of you have been upgraded, as I said earlier, in gifts, in ministry. And you're a force to be reckoned with.
Yes.
It hasn't hit home yet, but it will. You have the capability to be on teams and travel. You know that?
Yes.
It's there. You have it.
Yes.
It's just a matter of opportunity. Be ready when your time comes.
Yeah, and ask for it.
Ask for it.
Yeah.
All right, I want to talk about this. This is very important. Because it's easy to get to start speaking vague things. But, you know, what is it? What is this place called there? What is that? Because we talk about it. We say we want to be there. We want to go deeper. What does that mean? Right? And I put this in here because I want to eliminate some confusion or some frustration that some people may feel. And maybe it's not you that are listening in here, but maybe at the sound of my voice out there. What is a new level? This gets pragmatists frustrated because we're talking about an idea. And when we talk about it, we don't mean to communicate just a few and frustrate other people. Either you're in or you're out, darling. Sorry, you're out. Right? I don't mean it like that. We don't mean it like that. Oh, that's from a show. So it's easy to get lost in the vocabulary and then start using code words that mean things only to a select group. Have you been there at work?
Yeah, it kind of gets
disgusting after all. How do we develop this, our little vocabulary, right? So we use words to describe an increased measure of the Spirit. Sometimes it can seem cliche or trite, but we do the best we can to describe the spiritual dimension. Now, if I'm up here and I'm holding on to the pulpit and I'm slurring, I've entered a place, haven't I? Mm-hmm. Is it a deep place?
It's a place.
It's a good place. Yeah. I'm experiencing the presence. I enjoy it. It is wonderful. It's an experience I can draw from and tell people about. We believe that there's more, that there are greater measures. It's all true. And oftentimes we say it like it's a mantra. We long for it. But what is it? Well, you won't know really until you experience it and get there. Then you try to tell us about it. There is a relationship with God. I'm trying to put definition. There is a relationship with God that is everything in your life, where desire meets fire.
Ooh, that's a good word.
A consuming fire. That's the there.
I like that.
Philippians 3. 7 through 11, Passion Translation, talks about this type of experience or this type of sense about the relationship that Paul wants with the Lord. Yet all the accomplishments that I once took credit for, I've now forsaken them, and I regarded it all as nothing compared to the delight of experiencing Jesus Christ as my Lord. To truly know him meant letting go of everything from my past. Oh, that's a word for us. And throwing all my boasting on the garbage heap. It's all like a pile of manure to me now, so that I may be enriched in the reality of knowing Jesus Christ and embrace him as Lord in all of his greatness. My passion is to be consumed with him and not to cling to my own righteousness based in keeping the written law. My only righteousness will be his, based on the faithfulness of Jesus Christ, the very righteousness that comes from God. And I continually long to know the wonders of Jesus and to experience the overflowing power of his resurrection working in me. I will be one with him in his sufferings and become like him in his death. Only then will I be able to experience complete oneness with him in his resurrection from the realm of death. Is that something? Okay, got a little bit more. Hang in there with me. You guys good?
Yes.
You guys good? Do you need to stand? All right, a few more minutes. I am watching you. So practice relationship building. It's not about acquiring things or a position. You want to have real relationship. You want to be dripping with oil. You want to smell like his fragrance. You want to contain virtue, where we feel the anointing coming off from you. Have you ever been nearly knocked down or knocked over by someone walking past you?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Anointing without the ego, without the flesh dragging along. Believe me, you'll be attractive, folks. You'll be attractive. So when we practice his presence, we'll get to there. It is a time to walk carefully. And I'm not talking about doing it in a way that creates stress, but it is time to consider our ways. Does this or that thing bring me trouble, or does it glorify God? Do I step into a sin cycle with this or with that? So it's easy to get sidetracked. We're human. Okay, I'm going to start to wrap it up here. It's truly an exciting time. Agreed?
Yes.
This is the era where saints will take their place. We're going to walk out our purposes and what we're made for. Our best days are ahead for us.
That's right.
And we're tasting it now. Mm-hmm. We're tasting it now. And so we see our group, we're seeing a great invitation now to join them through intimate relationship. And that is going to help bring transformation to the world. and we're going to answer that call. All right. Some points, because I like to teach. I love to teach. And I would be amiss if I didn't give you some things that you can use, right? How do I get there? And we're talking about intimacy. How do I get it? I experience something, but I don't experience what you experience, or I don't get what that intercessor gets, so forth. Ask for intimacy. Ask for it. Make room for it. Yeah. Make walking in the Spirit a lifestyle, not just a task-driven agenda. Seek to be his friend. Be sensitive of the feelings of the Holy Spirit. Don't seek to grieve him. Give him time. Set aside time. Now, I know that's easier said than done. It's a discipline. Give your thoughts to him. Let him speak to you in your thoughts. Follow his voice to the best of your ability. Trust in him to do in me what he desires, or in you what he desires. Give everything to know him intimately. Say this in your mind. Speak this. Consecrate yourself to this purpose. And he will meet you. He wants to meet you. Say, well, Don, I've experienced these things before. I've had some pretty good experience. I know. But now you want deeper. You want the more. Right? And you want to be in a place where I can sense things on you. I can sense the anointing that's coming from you. You're empowered. What you say matters. What you do matters. As I close, again, I want to remind you, when you have some time, log into the Glory of Zion website and listen to Robert Heider's message as well. And what he does is he ties in a lot of the Hebrew words. He connects a lot of the events and so forth with the pay decade. It's very interesting to listen to. And then he layers on to what I've said. Or maybe it's the other way. I've layered on to what he said. But I found it amazing that, wait a minute. Lord, you're speaking to us in the same way as you're speaking to them.
Yeah.
So thank you for being patient and for listening. And so, Lord, we ask that you seal this word in us.
Yes. Yes.
Lord, your call has gone out.
Yes.
And Lord, we're responding to it.
Yes.
And so, Father, we know that you've done amazing things.
Yes.
We know that we're responding to the relationship. And we're saying, Lord, I want to respond to this call about the more.
Yes.
So, Lord, I'm hungry.
Yes.
I'm thirsty.
Yes.
And Lord, make me that.
Yes.
If I'm not hungry or thirsty enough, put that in me.
Yes.
Because, Lord, I do want you.
Yes.
I want to experience you. And I want to have a relationship that is incredible.
Yes, good Jesus.
That I have never even thought could exist or dreamed about.
Don, would you post those steps that you said at the end? Would you post those? With the message, please.
Yes, I can do that.